Tales of monstrous man-eating anacondas have been recounted for centuries by tribespeople of the Amazon basin, some of whom are said to worship these giant snakes. Anacondas are among the most ferocious and enormous creatures of Earth, growing in certain cases as long as 40 feet. Unique among snakes, they are not satisfied after eating a victim. They will regurgitate their prey in order to kill and eat again. Anaconda, 1997, this is Camp Kaiju. I'm gonna run down the good, the bad, and the downright campy from this 90s giant creature feature movie starring John Voight, Jennifer Lopez, Ice Cube, Owen Wilson in a very small early role. What I just read was the opening prologue of the movie. So I'm jumping the gun and I'm just going to say that that is one of the campiest parts of the movie. Not the prologue itself. It's fine if you have one, but the language it uses and the way it builds up the mythology of the anaconda and lets you have some really dubious scientific know-how when it comes to snakes. I don't know if anacondas have gotten up to 40 feet. Someone check me on that. But I know I used to watch Discovery Channel a lot as a kid, and I don't remember them being up to 40. Be that as it may. The good with this movie is its tone of campiness and horror and action. The movie, if you haven't seen it in a long time, it may surprise you with actually how knowing it is with its humor. It is a good, bad movie, if you will, because it knows what it's doing. It literally winks at you at one point. No spoilers there. So the bad is something like, you know, the CGI of the snake doesn't exactly hold up. That's a little too cheesy. The good is that the practical effects of the snake really hold up. That's another strength of the movie. I'm going back and forth here, but so another weakness would be John Voight's performance. Not his performance per se, but his accent. He puts on a Uruguayan dialect that really kind of comes off as a bad Marlon Brando impression. So that was a little hard to get beyond for 90 minutes. Now, the good with John Voight is his ham. My God, he was clearly given free range by the director as clearly the biggest name in the movie. He was just given free range. He's like, John, do whatever you want. I'm not going to stop you. So he puts on a bad accent, but he also acts the hell out of this character. He's like a hunter, tribesman. Turns out he's the bad guy in the movie. It's less about us versus the snake and more about us versus this psycho we've brought on to our boat deep in the Amazon rainforest. So he like leans into this devil character. Wow. It is at times insane and weirdly effective. So yeah, let me know what you think. It's a hard thing to categorize. I like it. I think it works for the movie. I think it makes it actually worth watching. If he wasn't as crazy as he is, and chewing up all this scenery, it would be a far less interesting movie. So let me know what you think about that. The final thing I just want to end with is that the movie, I was watching it with some buddies, and we came upon the theory that maybe the snake is a commentary on the male gaze. First of all, John Voight is the literal male gazing at all the females. But the snake, as a phallic symbol, it actually kills only the male characters. The snake never kills female characters, which I think is kind of interesting. I don't know if the creative team did that on purpose. But as an audience member, it's fun to deeply analyze a creature feature maybe more than it deserves. But this is what we're all about here, so thanks for sticking with me. Some other things, buy a cool Camp Kaiju t-shirt. October's coming up. We're going to have some other fun designs for the t-shirts. So DM me if you have any questions about that. Thank you for engaging. If you have Letterboxd, I've got a whole bunch of other reviews from other movies. I'm posting on there all the time. So engage there. Engage here. Engage everywhere. And thanks. On Thursday, I'm going to have another video. I'm going to try to do a video on Jaws the Revenge, which is a bad, bad movie about a giant shark. So catch that, and I'll see you around.